to domestic politics, and in the Seanad yesterday, some members of the upper house put on the official record that they were not Russian spies. This follows the Sunday Times report at the weekend about a so-called agent Cobalt working for Vladimir Putin's regime inside the Oireachtas. Fianna Fáil's Timmy Dooley was the first to make the declaration, followed by others including Cathaoirleach Jerry Buttermer, Fine Gael's Maria Byrne, and Fianna Fáil's Malcolm Byrne.
There has been some rumour circulating that members of the upper house have been involved with Russia, and that there may or may not be a spy in our midst.
Careful now, Senator.
I think it's important that in order to avoid any potential stain on this house, that members would voluntarily statement that they are not the subject of any investigation, or that they have never been in the clutches of Russia.
Margaret.
And before I sit down, I can declare that I'm not such a person, that have not. I hope everybody will use the opportunity to ensure that they declare that they're not a Russian spy.
Thank you very much. And I too, Senator Dooley, am like you, not one of those people either. So, Anish and Shannon Maria Byrne.
I want to declare I'm not one of them either. Start number four.
And Senator Malcolm Byrne.
Can I also say that I am not a spy, and I have no doubt that Senator Dooley isn't a Russian spy either himself, and Cathal Crowe
Thank
are
you.
Spending
We're
so much time
business.
Keeping an eye on each
Thank
other.
You.
Malcolm Byrne there confirming that he is himself not a Russian spy either, and commenting on the constituency rivalry between Senator Timmy Dooley and TD Cathal Crowe in County Clare. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane was listening to that. It would remind you of that scene Miriam Lord was pointing out today, Micheál, from I Am Spartacus, except in this case it was denials.
Yes, very much. I suppose Leinster House has been abuzz really with this story since Monday, and it goes up a notch every day, and that is likely to continue. Even the Taoiseach away in Washington was asked about it, and asked particularly about, he said that word cobalt is not a word that the Gardaí or security services here were using to describe the entire affair. Also an intervention by the Russian ambassador here, who said, as he sees it, this is really just the impeding of normal diplomatic work and an attempt to intimidate members of the public or representatives from having any interaction with the Russian embassy. That's certainly the view, but I think Leinster House probably will remain convulsed by this for quite some time yet, even if it is, it has to be said, largely viewed in a more light-hearted way, perhaps, than many think it should be, given what senior figures within the government had said, that it does raise significant security issues.
Yes, and we've also had ENTHU leader Padraig Tobin earlier in the week, didn't we, Micheál, talking about an approach that had been made to him, and he'd been told he couldn't even meet Vladimir Putin, an approach he declined.
Yes, that was interesting indeed, and I suppose there is a view too among figures within Leinster House and within the government that politicians should be educated about this generally. Indeed, last night, the former Foreign Affairs Minister, Charlie Flanagan, said that he is proposing that there should be espionage training for all TDs and senators now to make them aware of this. And he said that's particularly relevant, given that it is most likely there will be a lot of new TDs, of course, up to 174 next time elected in the election, whenever that takes place.
Moving to other matters, Micheál, the government finally got the landmark planning legislation, 900 pages of it, through the Dáil yesterday.
It did, a fairly short debate in the end, but there were, the government say, hundreds of hours of debate in the years leading up to this, 115 at committee level alone, but it was pretty much rammed through with the guillotine over a three-hour period yesterday evening, going through on a vote of 72 back yet 60 opposed to it. I suppose the biggest opposition yesterday focused in on a few things. One, on the fact that LNG, that it does, many believe, open the door to that, to commercial LNG fracked gas coming into this country, something government rejects. The bill in that amendment that came from the Seanad does allow for critical infrastructure that includes LNG. opposition say that's opening the door to other things, and they haven't been provided with reassurances on that. For the government, they say it's just really ensuring that if there was an emergency, that you could have something like a floating terminal there that would be in the hands of the state. I suppose also significant criticism that the opportunities people have to bring judicial reviews will be narrowed. And there was a view that ultimately this will lead to more court actions in different forms. Ono Bren, the Sinn Féin housing spokesperson, saying that it was the single worst piece of planning legislation in the history of the state. And of course, when it comes to the history of the state, this was one of the biggest bills ever, the third biggest ever, I think.
And Micheál, Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, is in the United States, where he's been meeting President Joe Biden, a trip that was scaled back given Hurricane Milton. I mean, this is, you know, everyone's asking this question. I'm nearly sick of asking it. But of course, there's this speculation about he'd land on the tarmac at Dublin Airport and call a general election.
Yes, that would be quite spectacular. And for many politicians, Matthew McGrath probably voiced it best when he said they are being driven demented at this point with all the speculation and the uncertainty. He said that on Tuesday. I don't think there is going to be clarity on this quite yet, though. And I suppose the next thing to watch is the finance bill, which will be published at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Now, as I understand it, that finance bill is not a slimmed down version, which some people thought perhaps it would be, and it could be rushed through very quickly without any difficulties. It's meant to be of a similar size to the last two. Last year's was 270 pages, the year before was 215. So if it's of that order, it could take perhaps 2 weeks anyway to get through. There is one date that is there at the moment. That is the fact that it's due to go in for committee stage on the 5th of November, 5th, 6th and 7th. If anything is going to happen about a mid-November election, that date will have to come forward. And I think the clearest signal that anyone can get is watching those particular dates.
And Micheál, in terms of a general election, the Kildare South TD for Sinn Féin, Patricia Ryan, she won't be standing again in that general election. In fact, she's quit the party. Is that right?
She's quit the party. This was something of a surprise last night. The nominations are opening today for that constituency convention, which is due to take place next week. It had been anticipated that Patricia Ryan would face competition at that convention from Kildare councillor Seana Ní Rathála, and that there were some ongoing difficulties within the constituency group that had tried to be resolved but weren't resolved. So Patricia Ryan taking the decision to actually quit the party, not to put her name forward at that convention. She hasn't spoken herself yet, and many people are waiting to hear what she has to say about it. Patricia Ryan was someone, of course, who topped the poll the last time in that wave of Sinn Féin support that saw a lot of new faces come into Leinster House. It was notable too that she had been on a family holiday for part of the election campaign, but still did top the poll with more than 10,000 votes in Kildare South.
Just very briefly, Micheál, we'll be getting statements on child abuse from political parties, will we?
It seems that way. The Dáil Business Committee meets this afternoon, and they are likely to be scheduled in for next week. Of course, there is edge to these. The opposition putting pressure on Sinn Féin to reveal more and to explain more about how it handled the Michael McMonagall case. Sinn Féin hitting back, saying that if there are going to be statements, they will have to deal with all matters across political parties and how they handled other issues, such as character references that senior TDs may have given over the years for people who were facing child sex offences and other sex offences and ultimately convicted of that. But given that there is a consensus within the parties that there should be statements, it would be expected they would take place at some point next week.
Political correspondent Micheál Lehane, thank you.